Hello. Welcome back to Crunch Time. Final segment on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm Alex. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus. There's also a pending option, which gets used sometimes. Well, let's start with the thing that I said would make me change the channel, Lonzo Ball. It's not LaVar Ball this time. In the news today, because it is being reported that he will only work out for one team, Steve, the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the fit there is obvious. He's from Anaheim, went to UCLA. He is an LA kid through and through. LaVar Ball told reporters this week that not only does Lonzo only want to be drafted by the Lakers, but that he'll only work out for them. I'm putting this on Lonzo because he's a grown-up, and if he wants to work out for another professional basketball team, he totally can, but according to Pops, he will not. The Celtics hold the number one pick. Most are saying they're a sure thing to get Markelle Fultz, so the Lakers will be at number two with their shot at Ball. Not sure I need to tell you how big of a headache drafting Ball will be for any team, so the prospectus. You buy or sell that the Lakers should even bother with LaVar's kid at number two?
I would take him at one. So I think anybody's crazy to pass on him there. So I guess...
Even with all the extra stuff.
I don't think once his career starts that this guy is going to have as much of a role. I just think people who cover the NBA, it's a downtime. He's not in the league yet. It's fill time. I think he's going to have his 15 minutes and then disappear. So the question...
You're going to buy that.
I'll buy that. Thanks, Alex.
You can't outshine magic, baby. Can't outshine magic. Gisele Bündchen did an interview with Charlie Rose on CBS in the morning. She was asked about what it's like to be the wife of the best quarterback in the history of the sport. He didn't actually ask her that, but I said that. Well, she wasn't asked that specifically. In an interview, she expressed a concern about how her husband gets beat up on a weekly basis, said that Brady had a concussion last year. That's not breaking news other than the fact that Brady was never listed on New England's injury report about it last season. And if he indeed play through a concussion, that would be a major violation of league rules regarding disclosure of injuries to players, punishment for which would be them losing a draft pick. Seahawks recently had a similar thing happen with Richard Sherman and Pete Carroll. NFL punishing the Patriots would be big, but should they? The prospectus. NFL needs to punish New England for not disclosing Brady's concussion.
I think they need to punish Gisele and whoever had her on the radio.
Charlie Rose?
Because what I said earlier was, I don't know if she's your classic entourage, and she has something to talk about as a mom married to a very high-profile guy who probably earns more than him, which is actually obscene.
I think she does, actually. Yeah.
But it's why would anybody ask a hanger-on a football-related question? But if he was concussed...
It's the wife.
By the way, what if Brady wasn't aware of it? Just, don't tell him. Just let him play. We need the cash. What's the prospectus again?
NFL needs to punish New England for not disclosing
that I'm going to buy. That's ridiculous. It's against the rules.
Yep. Against the rules.
Philadelphia Eagles making moves, Steve. This offseason, they have signed wideout Alshon Jeffrey, 49ers' best wideout Torrey Smith, got defensive end Chris Long from the Patriots. Today, they added one of the best running backs in the NFL last season, LeGarrette Blount, to the fold.
Legu boo boo.
Add all of those guys to a very good young QB in Carson Wentz. You all of a sudden have a legit contender in the NFC. All of that said, the Eagles were not good last season. They finished dead last in their division, and as promising as Wentz was, he really struggled with turnovers and consistency. To be expected as a rookie, but not acceptable if you're going to be a great team. But three really good offensive players can mask a lot of those deficiencies. What say you about the Eagles? The prospectus, Philly in 2017 will be in the NFC playoffs.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. I do like their quarterback, and they have made good additions, and I don't think that much of Dallas. Maybe Dallas. Or the Giants. Or who's that other annoying team? Washington. You know what? Right now, I don't want to go pending, but it's a tentative buy.
Can't do like half a sound
that
effect.
Actually hurt.
I love your initial reaction was pain.
Philly in the playoffs.
Mom.
Guttural. Blaine Gabbert has a job in the NFL, Steve, but not Colin Kaepernick. There are a multitude of reasons why not. Perhaps some teams are afraid of the off-field interests he has. Perhaps some are afraid of the fact that he throws like an inaccurate robot, which if you're going to build a robot quarterback, you might as well make him throw accurately. I don't get it. I'm not a scientist. What do I know?
Really?
Seattle's Michael Bennett and Pete Carroll have both said in the last week that Kaepernick might end up with them to back up Russell Wilson. Bennett went as far as to say that he would fit in with the team perfectly. He and many other Seattle players, also very outspoken politically, vocally supported him when he decided to take a knee last year. Kaepernick's play also seems to suit Seattle well. Seems legit. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Kaepernick ends up a sea chicken?
It makes a real lot of sense. And that's a smart organization. And he wants to hook on. And man, does he seem like a really good backup to have. So I'm going to buy that as well.
Clyde Frazier in the news today, right?
Clyde, right? My boy!
Well, he is a current commentator on the MSG network in New York and was at the draft representing the team. He was asked by ESPN about how the NBA draft lottery shook out, about the Knicks moving forward. He is of the opinion that Carmelo Anthony needs to stick around with the team and that they should continue to build around he and Zinger, specifically by adding defense and accumulating more talent. It's obvious Melo isn't the entire problem with the Knicks, but he is part of it. And many still feel the Carmelo era in New York has simply run its course. If it hasn't worked yet, it's not going to work in the future, kind of their opinion. So the prospectus, you agree with Clyde that Melo should stay in New York?
You know, he turns 33 the end of the month. I don't know that there's a situation that he can go to that makes a team a contender because it's not easy to just slot him under the cap at 26, then 27 million. I think he wants to stay in New York. I've kind of gained a measure of respect for him over the last couple of years. He hasn't run his mouth. He hasn't complained. They haven't been winning. He plays hard. He posts numbers. He's just a bad defensive player, and he tends to clog up the offense. But I think he's flexible. I think he's matured a lot.
So should he stay in New York?
I think he should. I'm going to buy that.
How about the NBA draft itself, Steve? The lottery is a pretty interesting way to determine order. Ping pong balls determining the destinations for million-dollar athletes on billion-dollar teams. It was fun at the beginning, certainly a nice novelty, but doesn't it maybe seem a little too much is left to chance when it comes to such a big occasion? Then again, it helps convince teams that tanking isn't worth it, gets more public interest in the otherwise completely boring event. The prospectus, the NBA draft lottery should stick around.
The way they do it now,
yep.
I got to tell you, I think it's run its course. There should be a difference, especially like if you're one of the top four, if you're one of the worst four, you need to pick higher. If they want to make the draft like what it is in the NFL to really add to competitive balance. It's got to change somehow, some way. So is that too much of a blanket statement, or could I just buy that?
So the NBA draft lottery should stick around. Are you selling that?
Actually, I'd like to sell that.
Okay. Then it's sold. The last one here. Bleacher Report did a story this week about college football realignment moves that need to happen. Included was the Pac-12 and the opinion that they should add both Boise State and BYU. Obviously, adding Boise City, because Boise is not a state, would renew the long-standing rivalry between the Horses and the Ducks that we always talk about, but it would give them credibility they will likely never have again after Chris Peterson left. And BYU has had, you know, freedom of independence, but has not had the conference luxuries like TV money and bowl tie-ins. Geographically, both schools make sense as well. The BYU and Utah matchup would now have a huge conference ramification added to it. There would be huge hurdles to leap in terms of academic qualifications, other things like that. But the prospectus, bringing in BYU and Boise City would be a good thing for the Pac-12.
Got him.
The holy war.
It's not a state.
Unless they win 16 and we wound up with four super conferences, I'm not in favor of expanding this league
anymore. You don't like
14? I don't like that number at all, so I'm going to sell that.